Do you remember the first funeral you ever attended?
My first funeral was my Grandpa Humphrey's when I was just a five-year-old boy. I remembered Grandpa alive. And even though they dressed him up to look so nice, it didn't feel right at all. Looking at him, death seemed so absolute, so cold. It seemed so game over as they put him in the ground and the dirt was shoveled on. I thought, what is the point of our bodies if they rot away after we die? This was reinforced by the funeral talk. You ever heard someone say that the body in the coffin is no longer the person? It's okay, Joel. That's not Grandpa. He's in heaven now. This way of thinking is obviously driven by the experience of seeing a body without life, but it is also pagan Greek thought, which is unbiblical. They viewed the bodies as prison houses of the soul to be released at death. But the Bible teaches us that not only do we have bodies, but that we are our bodies. And when a person belongs to Jesus, not just their soul, but their body as well belongs to Jesus. Our confession says, the souls of believers are at their death, made perfect in holiness and do immediately pass into glory, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in the grave until the resurrection. Our bodies still belong to Jesus and are waiting for the last day to be reunited with our souls. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and this week we're considering the glory of the resurrection. And 1 Corinthians 15 is a chapter designated solely to the resurrection. And in it, Paul answers our question about the sort of body we will have after the resurrection. He says in verse 44, "It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body." I believe this to be one of the most important things Paul ever writes on the resurrection. Paul says, if there is a natural body, which there is, then it follows that there is a greater body, a spiritual body, that is to come after. And Paul is not saying spiritual like immaterial. Capitalize that S. We will have restored bodies made glorious by the Holy Spirit. We will not be immaterial beings floating on the clouds in heaven. Rather, we receive glorified bodies after these earthly bodies die, like Jesus' body when he walked out of the grave. Remember that interesting scene after the resurrection where Jesus appeared to his disciples? In Luke 24, verses 37 to 43, we read, "They were startled and frightened, thinking they had saw a ghost. He said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, 'Do you have anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence." So why does Jesus tell them to touch him? Why does Jesus eat a piece of fish? Jesus is showing us that the resurrection life to come means renewed physical bodies in a renewed physical earth. He is showing us that the good things from this creation don't simply come to an end. The devil did not win in his attempt to wreck God's good creation. Creation comes back as glorified through the resurrection of Jesus. Simply put, my friends, matter matters to God. God promises to restore all things, and what a comfort this is in a world of suffering and destruction. It is what makes the resurrection central to the Christian faith, the certain hope we hold forth in the midst of a decaying world. God promises to restore all things. John Updike says, "Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecules reknit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall." So spend time thanking God for the resurrection of his son. And look in the mirror and thank God that you'll soon be getting a new suit. Sure, it is mystery, it's hard to comprehend, but as Eugene Peterson once said, mystery is not the absence of meaning, but the presence of far more meaning than we can comprehend. My friend, Remember who you are and who you belong to.